In this episode, we're taking a deep dive into energy and how utilizing energy can be your secret to success. So stay tuned. I'm Adam Cadu, and it's time to master the art of real heart alignment, where you live, work, and play from your personal power as energy aligns, your gifts flow, and life simply works. These life-changing conversations are designed to help you to see what you're not seeing, hear what you're not hearing, and to be who you're not being, as the world needs more heart-centered leaders now more than ever. Are you ready to say no to living a half-hearted life and say yes instead to boldly living from a place of real heart alignment? Welcome to the Adam Cadu Podcast. What's going on, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Adam Cadu Podcast. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to elaborate on some things that I opened up in previous episodes, and that is a conversation around energy. In episode 005, that was titled, Who is the Real Adam Cadu? I talked a little bit about my sense of energy and how I've always been sensitive to energy early on as a child, not knowing what the heck was going on. I could just sense certain things. And it's gotten to a standpoint when I first started my entrepreneur career and in my young adolescence, I had lost sight of this energy. I got into analytically trying to figure the world out, and I became obsessed with trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together so I can be the one that cracked the code in this whole universe and see how the world works and get ahead that way. There's some very smart people in this world that are doing a lot of work, putting all these pieces of the puzzle together. And I soon realized that I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy that's going to analytically crack the code. But what I did realize was I have gifts. One of my gifts is my sense of energy, which we're going to break down in this episode. And another one of my gifts is my empathic ways. I can see, I can sense, I can feel energy. And also one of my other gifts is my ability to take concepts, to break it down in a way to get people to this kickoff point where they've got their toes on the line and I've got them right on the line of understanding. So they're starting to grasp these concepts, even with their analytical minds a little bit, because when I'm speaking to you in these episodes, yes, I'm speaking to your analytical mind to help you to get to this kickoff point of understanding, but I'm also speaking to the deeper part of yourself so you can come to begin to know. And when you know and you trust yourself, a whole new world opens up to you. Because as I said just a little bit ago, I spent so much time in my head trying to figure life out, trying to figure your business out, trying to figure relationships out, trying to figure finance out. And yes, our brains could be utilized for greatness. But the most impactful, the most expansive version and part of ourselves, this energetic sensing version that we all have, it's usually untapped. And so in this conversation today, we're going to talk a little bit more about energy because I want to get you to a standpoint to where you're starting to connect more with energy. It's all around you. There's different ways to harness energy, to utilize energy, to connect with energy. And so we're going to get into that in a little bit more today on this episode. So first of all, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. And I would love to have this moment in time to ask yet again to support this mission that I'm on and leave a rating and review wherever you can. If that's on Apple Podcasts or a podcast player that you like the most, please do so because I'm on a mission to help even more people to bring some of these crazy, wacky conversations that a lot of people are overlooking to more people. Because I'm telling you, when you are in your head, you are not in your heart. And when you're not in your heart, you're dead. And so let's get out of the head. Let's get out of the head. Let's start to come to know energy more. Let's work from the heart more and more and more. And so back to the conversation about episode 005, I shared things when I was a kid. I had certain, I can't even fully grasp them or explain them. I just know there was an energetic happening with my body. Everything would slow down. I would feel real fuzzy. And it's almost like there was information just flooding at me, flying at me and it would almost make me feel a little sick. I'm just like, what is this? What is this? What is this? My analytical mind was trying to figure it out. And it was just energy. It was just energy. It was just information. And if you think about life, and if you really break life down to its essence, life is energy. You know, we look at things so materialistic from a matter standpoint, and that's what we were brought up in school, thinking that everything's matter. This microphone is matter. I'm matter. But scientists are realizing, and they now see that we're actually waves and vibration. Everything is vibrational. Everything is energy. That's why if you have a heart attack, they're going to hit you with the, what is it called? The amfibrillator, the defibrillator, I forget what it's called, to shock some life back into you, to pump energy into your body, to wake the energetic body up. And so when you can start to feel the vibrations of your body, and also in this conversation, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the vibrations or energy outside of your body and what is known as your luminous egg, you connect with energy. And there's so much more personal power. And I talk extensively about personal power in my program, Heart-Centered Selling Mastery. There's so much personal power in tapping into energy. And look, we don't have to put any labels on it right now, because as soon as we put labels on it, it collapses it into an idea, a concept. So let's just talk about it as energy. It doesn't need to be God. It doesn't need to be universe. It doesn't need to be love or anything. Let's just call it what it is, energy. And one of the things that I know you listening can come to realize for yourself is I have this theory with, this is more of a knowing. We have all come to this world. It's how we learn things as kids. We came to this world and we were feelers. We were sensing beings. We knew things without really knowing things. We could understand things without fully grasping them analytically. And I'm, you know, with my little man that's 18 months old, I mean, there's just things that I'm just like, it's wild. There's no reason he should know that. And he just knows that. He just taps into things and there's no analytically thinking, figure it out. He just knows things. And it's beautiful to witness. And we all have that. But it takes letting go of the attachment, for one thing, to figure everything out. That's a lot to figure out. That's a lot to figure out. What if life isn't meant to be figured out? What if life is meant to be experienced? What if life is not meant to be figured out? What if we don't need to grasp onto all the past? I used to get so wrapped up in needing to remember everything in life. It was like my safety mechanism. And I love to be right. I love to be able to be like, yes, I know this from the past. And this is exactly how it went. These are the exact words you said. And I knew it. Now I really, the past is the past. You know, I'm cool. I'm down to look at some old pictures. I'm down to, you know, take a trip down memory lane every now and again. But I really don't put a lot of emphasis on the past, because the past, there's no energy there. There's no energy there. The only place you can access energy is from right now. And what happens is people try to access this energy. That's the whole world of manifestation, right? There's so many manifestation courses out there trying to access this energy so that way we can bring more materials and experiences into our lives. But what happens is most people are stuck in this place of working outside themselves and of trying. And if I asked you right now to try to pick up, if you have a pen or a cup, something around you, I dare to have you try to pick it up. Let's do that now. I'll just ask you to try to pick up a pen or a cup or a book. Try to do it. You either picked it up, which is not trying, or you did nothing. You didn't pick it up, which is not picking it up. There is no trying. And so if you're trying to figure business out, if you're trying to get the relationship, if you're trying to improve things, if you're trying to do this, or if you're getting ready, that I speak about a lot, getting ready for the launch, I'm getting ready to do this, then you're giving your power away. It's outside of you. But when you come to trust yourself, to work from an energetic standpoint of how you are feeling and experiencing this moment right here and right now, you hold so much personal power. The power is in this moment. Power is not in your thoughts. The power is not in your thinking. It's in this moment. So those of you who have huge hearts, and I know I'm connected to a lot of people who do, I'm freaking blessed. You guys probably have some sense of empathetic, you know, qualities about you. And it's such a razor's edge to have empathy, to be able to sense energy, to feel energy. It's a gift because you can connect with people like nobody's business. People are drawn to you, but it's also a curse because people feel comfortable around you, which means that they're probably uncomfortable, which means that there's some sort of energetic aspect of them being uncomfortable that you are picking up on. People like to dish on us. They're like, I trust this person. They're so open, right? And we can give a lot of power away as empathetic people. But we don't have to. We're fully present in this moment, not getting so wrapped up to being, we're getting outside of ourselves and getting into their world. We can stay in our center, in our power. It's a gift, but we must learn to manage it. And so back to the conversation about energy, you know, there's times in my life where life is so freaking synchronistic. I just feel it. And we have, there's different conversations around flow. Flow is kind of like when you zone out, you're in the flow, you're creating, you're just like, things are just kind of working out. But also it just seems like there's a difference between synchronicity and flow. And so I get in these synchronistic moments to where it's literally I'll read a book and it'll be talking about something that makes perfect sense to me in that moment. And then I'll hear something and somebody else will bring something up. And yes, it could be the reticular activating system, but for the most part, these are unmistakable. It's not like I was asleep to these because they are in my awareness, but then I'll just start seeing it. And I had a moment the other day where I just had this sense. I just knew I needed to go play some basketball, move my body a little bit, just release some energy that was being pent up. I needed to move. I needed to let my vibration vibrate. And so got done, saw a sign for a garage sale, and I'm a sucker for a garage sale. And because I love looking for books, my wife and I have a running joke. If we drive by a garage sale, I always want to just holler out the window, hey, you got any books? So I pull up to this garage sale and there's like nothing there. It's like tables full of clothes. And I was like, you know, I had this nudge. I'm going to go up, check it out. And there's, you know, some people there and I'm trying not to get too close to all the peoples right now. Just because of all the wackiness and the miss, you know, being pregnant and the little man, I just don't want to bring any wacky stuff home. And, that's just not in my reality right now. So I stay clear mentally of that, but also I protect myself, right? I steer clear as much as possible, but anyways, I just knew I needed to go there. And so within a couple minutes, this lady is looking at these books and I'm kind of, you know, laying in the weeds and I could have left, but I just knew there was something there for me. It was energy. There was something there for me. I could feel it. I could sense it. There was no doubt in my mind. That's working from knowing. And sure enough, I look at a few books. There's probably 8 books there. And out of 3 books, there was 2 very pertinent books. One is Anger is a Choice. And I had shared also in my 005 episode, I no longer get into anger. It's just not a part of me anymore. But I know my wife does sometimes. She carries some frustration. And I wanted to see what the stance was on this book that is called Anger is a Choice. Because, hey, look, if it's showing it's a choice, I believe, you know, and it could be a belief, could be a knowing, but I believe that anger is a choice. I believe that all emotions can be choices. We can choose how to interpret things that influence our experiences in life. We don't have to get into stuff. I used to get into a lot of anger. I no longer choose that for myself. So I was like, okay, I want to see how they're articulating this and positioning this. This is cool. That was one book. The other book which I don't see a lot of books like these in Chanute, Kansas, was actually a Carlos Castaneda book called The Eagle's Gift. Now, I've done work with a shaman, a mentor of mine by the name of Don Javier. And without getting into all this stuff, and if you guys follow Mr. Jim Fortin, then you know about Don Javier. And I've done some work with him. And he actually gave his field notes when he was working with his mentor. He gave his field notes to Carlos Castaneda. And it's kind of been one of those things that has been kept a little bit under wraps. I don't think Don Javier really wanted that information getting out there, because Carlos Castaneda ended up kind of going wackadoodle, doing some crazy things, and just didn't want to be connected or entangled in that energy, if you will. And so this book was outside of the scope of Don Javier's field notes. I think the first four books of Carlos Castaneda's writing was from Don Javier's field notes, his actual notes he was taking when he was working with his mentor, Don Juan. And so this book is outside the scope, but I'm telling you, this Carlos Castaneda, he tapped into some energy. He tapped into certain knowing. And so, yes, he kind of got, what is it called? Fantastical. He got kind of elaborate on some of his stories and his creation, but also I know it's riddled with some of his knowing, some of his energetic experiences. And one of the things that he's talking about, which I've heard Jim Fortin talk about this, and also Don Javier personally talk about this, is your second attention. And for the very, very, very simplistic cliff notes of your second attention is just sensing energy, the very simplistic way of saying it. And it's much more impactful, much more powerful, much more elaborate than that. But let's just say it's your sensing of energy. Most people do not sense energy. They are so wrapped up in their thinking, and they're trying to controlling, and they're trying to figure things out, and they're trying to get it right and not look foolish and looking good and all the things, that they're not sensing their energy. They don't have the openness to this second attention. And this is something that, like I said, I've always had this. And working with Don Javier, you know, we've definitely circled some lives, some worlds together before. There was just this knowing when I met him, I just knew we spent time together before. And I will share other stories about him, because that guy, you know, just the short time that I have come to know him in this lifetime, so much has shifted in my life, so much has opened up, but it was me that got on this path, that started working from remembering who I really am from an early age. I was always seeing things differently, and it kind of freaked me out to where I was rebellious, you know, in my high school years and all that. I was rebellious because I didn't really know what to do about it. But in this book, early on, and this is something that I've been paying more attention to yet again, and there's also another great book called The Super Beings that also talks about your personal power and being connected to energy and sensing energy. And when you are connected, when you're connected, there's no fear, because it's usually the analytical 3D mind that is producing the fear. So when you are connected to the energy, when you're connected to something bigger than yourself, and in my Heart-Centered Selling Mastery program, I talk more about essence and break it down. Energy that's moving through you, it's already been with you for a long, 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 long time. Your job is to remember it. That's your power. That's your true strength. Your power is not how well we can do analytically. Your power is in letting go, and trusting yourself, and showing up with your heart, bearing all. Because that's when your essence, that's when your energy, that's when your personal power shines through. So back to this book, The Eagle's Gift. It starts talking about the second attention. And I realize in my path in the last couple of years, the more I stay connected to the energy, and I'll share a couple big breakthroughs that I've had that helped me to really nail this in. When I stay connected to the energy, life just works. Creation flows. manifestations come. You know, love grows. And there was even a time probably a month ago, probably 2 months ago, where I lost track of energy for like 3 weeks. The only time I sensed energy and was in energy was when I was creating slides for my trainings, for my students. That was the only time I was sensing energy. Otherwise, I was in my crap. And this is not in my crap like it used to be in my crap, to where I'm just like in fear and overthinking and procrastinating and all this stuff. But I was just like, I was getting into 3D. I was getting into materialistic stuff and life wasn't working. And I was experiencing a lot of aches and pains and inflammation in my body. And I was focusing a lot on my body. I was being pulled out of this energetic flow. And then I kind of just had this moment. I was like, wow, where are we? Where am I? And I actually ask myself that often. Where am I? I'm right here. I'm not there out in the future. I'm not there in the past. I'm right here. Where am I? And when I work from right here, when I work from what I call your powerful presence, nothing else really matters except for this experience right here, right now. And so how often are you tapping into energy? How often do you sense energy? How often do you feel like there's something else at play here that's assisting you, that's guiding you? How often do you see the signs that are being shown to you? I mean, there's numerous times where I was seeking information or knowledge or understanding or awareness, and I would get quiet and something would pop in my mind or something would catch my eye a few times. And then I would trust that and I would move forward and everything played out perfectly. So there's so much energy here for you, but you must come to train yourself to feel it. And there's even exercises you can do to feel energy. I mean, and what's crazy is I feel this like nobody's business. I can feel the energy around my arms right now. I can feel the energy all around my body. I can feel it. As soon as I go there, I feel it. But there's people that are so, what's the word I want to look for? I'll just say closed-minded, that they won't even really entertain the idea of this. They'll just say, I don't feel it. It scares them. We want to work from certainty. We want to work from having all the answers. We want to work from the past of this is how I've learned from life. But these people who are really more closed-minded often are experiencing way more pain in life than those who are, you know, empathetic, sensing energy, and being open to life not being exactly how we interpret it and how we see it. And there's even been times, and I'll go a little deep here, there's even been times where I have seen, and this was actually twice in the presence of Don Javier or within a couple of days of being with him, I have seen people's, and when I say see, it's not with my seeing eyes, even though that's a part of it. I see people's luminous eggs. I see energy around people. I've even seen it to that level. I know that might sound crazy, and I know that sounds wild, but it's there. You can start to come to know that. And then when you start looking at other people as energetic beings as well, but they're so stuck in their egos, they're so stuck in their 3Ds, they're so stuck in their pain bodies, you start to not have sympathy for them, but you are compassionate for them. And there is, in my experience of the word compassion, and yet again, it's a label, it's a concept. In my experience of the word compassion. There is no leaking of energy. There is no taking on somebody else's energy. That would be sympathy. That's not empathy. I understand. I can connect, but I'm not going to take on your energy. That's sympathy. And I'm not going to feel sorry for somebody. I'm not going to feel sorry for somebody. But I will have compassion. I will understand. But more than anything, I mean, we're here to wake some people up. We're here to help people to see what they're not seeing. And there's some people that are just so closed off that you just got to be like, okay, they're not ready. They're not ready for these conversations. But I'm telling you, the more you come to know your energy, the more you see people as energetic beings and come to sense their energy. For one, if you are in the coaching industry, you become a phenomenal coach because right away you can sense energy. You can put the pieces of the puzzle together quickly. They might be all smiling and telling you one thing, but your sense is telling you that there's something that's incongruent here. And I'm gonna bring it up. I'm gonna trust myself and I'll do that. I have empathy. I'm a very, 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 very nice guy. I love people deeply, but I'm the same type of person who will stand there and press the issues when I know that there's something incongruent and I know that there's an opportunity for you to see what you're not seeing. So these are some of the conversations that we're having. And so tap into yourself, even hold your hand over your arm, you know, put your hands together, pull them apart, put them together, pull them apart, and just see, working from a place of possibility, not resignation. No, you can't, there's no energy around your body. No, you can't, I can't feel energy. I can't feel anything, right? Not from resignation, but from possibility. Feel and see if you can sense that energy. And if you can, let's turn the sensing up a little bit. It's a skill. It's a skill. Sense people's energy, sense your own energy. And I can even go out into my energetic field, my luminous egg, and right away, you know, and cause I'll go into my body. I'm checking in different places. I'm letting go of repressed energy. You know, I'm doing some self Reiki on myself to let go of energy. That's been huge for me because I had a ton of stuffed energy for the longest time. But also I'll go out into my luminous egg and sense how I'm feeling that way. And is my energy attractive? Is it expansive? Is it growing? Or am I shrinking? Am I fearful? Am I closed off? Am I working from scarcity? And I'm telling you, I ain't going back there. Played that game for too long, not going back there. If I sense that I'm closing off, I'm telling you guys, and I said this in another episode as well, and I don't like violence, but I don't know a better way to say this right now. If I feel that I'm avoiding something, if there's something that is becoming a fear in my life, I'm going to freaking lean in. I'm going to smack it in the mouth. I'm going to smack it in the mouth before it smacks me in the mouth or it covers me up. Because I lived in fear and resistance and scarcity. Shrinking to where it was crushing. The energy was crushing me because I was unable to be courageous enough to expand my energy and to take actions that are going to allow the energy to release and to move with me. And there's even times I'll do meditations. And that's one thing. And I'll touch on briefly, but we're going to have another conversation about this is most people meditate, right? A lot of people meditate 10 minutes. I'm going to do my 10-minute meditation. I'm going to do my meditation in the morning meditation. But while they're meditating, they're usually trying to meditate, trying to get it right. Am I doing it right? They're in and out, in and out, in and out. And sometimes they're just chasing their thoughts. Their thoughts are just spinning, which is okay. No good, bad, right or wrong. However, most people are missing the bus with meditation because it's not about meditating for those 10 minutes. It's about training yourself to be in a meditative state. And I check in with myself often. And I will say, and I won't say there's not a lot because that's hard to justify, but I'll just say there's a significant amount of time where I check in with myself and I noticed that I haven't thought a single thought in a couple minutes. Like I've been in a pure silence. Yes, there's times if my energy's down, my thoughts are going to be more haywire and things like that, but my mind is pretty still. If I am utilizing my mind, I'm being intentional with it. I'm creating, I'm mapping things out. I'm seeing certain things. I'm tapping into the future. I'm working from a expansive place of possibility, but I'm not in the chatter anymore. And my goodness, I used to live there. I got bored with it. Got freaking bored with it. And it was eating me alive because I was working from a place. I'm a feeler. I got a huge heart, but I was trying to win the game through my mind. If I can just outthink people, if I can just think a little bit harder and if I could figure it out, but all I was doing was spinning my wheels and worrying about stuff that was out of my control. Of course, it's out of my control if I'm not in my personal power. I have no influence. But being here, being silent in my mind, being still in my heart, working from a place of my personal power, holding my attention more in the aspect of the energetic world, trusting the signs, trusting my senses, moving forward. Yes, I plan. I set outcome goals. But for a lot of it, I am utilizing my team greatly now, which has been amazing. Right? That frees me up to be more in my element. Utilizing my team, and I'm staying in my zone of genius. I get to stay in my grace. I get to stay in love. I get to stay in the creative place of creating new curriculum, creating new podcast topics, creating new ideas for video, writing, planning, creation. And there's not a lot of chatter going on in my mind these days because I've trained myself to quiet my mind. And so you guys can too, but it takes awareness. I no longer pay so much service to thinking. All thoughts are BS anyways. All thoughts come from your BS, your belief system. So let's stay out of the thoughts. And I know this whole conversation, talking about energy and things, the analytical mind cannot grasp it, but I trust and I know that the higher version of yourself accepts this and got it. And this is one conversation of many when it comes to energy, because this is something that my work here is to break down how to work from knowing, because it's so easy for me to say it, but I know sometimes when I talk about knowing that it might look good on an IG quote and people might analytically understand it. And it's just like, I got to trust myself, but then they don't do it. So it's my job, my work right now to continue to break down these concepts, to get you to that jump off point of understanding to where all you got to do is to take one step, one small step into knowing. Because when you get into experiencing it, you get into knowing. And sometimes it does take understanding to get there, but not just thinking and trying to figure it out, because you must step into knowing and there's a place of trust in there. And so I know this concept, this whole idea of energy, working from energy, trusting yourself, knowing, it's a big, big idea for that analytical mind. So I would say, don't even wrestle with it. Just be with this. Be with this and know things are different. Be open to the signs. Be open. But be courageous enough to follow those signs. Because it is. Sometimes they'll pull you in a wacky direction and you're thinking, is this going to pay off? And your 3D ego mind's fighting you the whole way. But when you stay on course, when you feel good about the actions you're taking, not just because they're comfortable, okay? Not just because they're comfortable, because I can feel good about being courageous. Even if it's uncomfortable, I can feel good about sharing things that I probably wouldn't have shared in a million years in high school because people would have been like, dude, you're crazy. I don't even know if I want to hang out with you anymore. You're crazy. It doesn't matter anymore because we're all expanding. We're all growing. We're all here for a reason. And that reason is to expand, to evolve. And so here we are, expanding together. So I appreciate you listening to this. And just know, try this on for size. When you work from love, and when I say this word knowing, see if you can connect love and knowing. And when you work from love and knowing, and they could even be one of the same. When you work from this place, tell me if it doesn't feel like home, if it doesn't feel true, if it doesn't feel natural. And also tell me if you're working from fear, resistance, if you're holding yourself back, if you're working from scarcity and hoping things work out, tell me if that feels natural. I mean, just saying that, you already know. Love and knowing and trusting yourself feels like home. Fear? That's not for you. It's not for you. So anytime you feel fear, connect back with your heart. Connect back with your knowing and trusting. Because from where we are right now, there's no amount of thinking that's going to allow us to see our true value. There's no amount of thinking that's going to allow us to see how much of an expansive, energetic being we are. And we can play our entire lives from an analytical 3D mind aspect. But I promise you, you're going to wake up to energy one day and you're going to know, damn it, I should have looked closer at my second attention. Where am I holding my attention? I'm not asking you to just sit in a room and manifest, because we must also honor the law of action. But I'm asking you and pleading with you and telling you to try this on. Don't believe anything I say. Try it on. Be aware of energy. Be aware of your energy, not just from an analytical standpoint. What's my energy today? Feel it, sense it, know it. Be aware of the energy around you, and even take time to see and feel and experience your energy expanding way out into the universe, throughout your house or your place of business or your car, wherever you're working from or listening from, way out past your city limits, way out past your state, way out past the country you're living in, and all over the globe. And there's people that will feel that energy without knowing it. You're going to hit the people that you're meant to resonate with, and they're going to find you in one way or another. And so expand that energy. See how I can expand my energy. And I'm on a big kick right now to clean up, you know, my health, get stronger in my body, to provide my body with the nourishment that it needs. It's going to help to vibrate it even more at a greater, higher scale. So that way I can radiate more love. And I'm telling you, it's us heart-centered entrepreneurs, us heart-centered people. When we are sharing love in the world, we are counteracting so much negativity, so much fear, so much scarcity, because our love compounds it so much stronger, because it's home, it's truth. It's so much stronger than fear or hate or anger. It's so much stronger. But what happens is we step down and start trying to fight fire with fire. We get into anger. We get into frustration. We get into resentment to try to prove a point sometimes. Where if we continue to lead by example, take the higher road, stay aligned with our hearts, stay aligned in love, feel the good energy, work from knowing, the rest will take care of itself. Because we are finding our way back home. We are remembering who we are. And that's a loving, energetic being, because that's where we came from. That's where it was all created. That's what we're connected to. So when you can connect to that, life changes. Life evolves. Or you can stay in that 3D analytical mind and say, Adam has gone cuckoo. I don't understand a word he's saying. I'm just going to go back to my thinking. Let's work from knowing. Open those hearts, connect to the energy, feel love, trust yourself, and let's change this freaking world. Let's change the world around us, but it starts with us. We cannot change the world until we change our experience in this world. All right, you guys, much love to you. I trust this conversation finds you well. We're going to have more conversations around energy. And I've also started creating a training to break down alignment, because that's one of those words I can just throw it out there. Alignment. You need to get in alignment. People are like, yeah, I need to get in alignment. And they instantly think what I'm here to do. If I could just get in alignment with my career, my purpose, my passion, my path, then everything would be well. There's so much more to alignment. so much more to alignment. So we're going to have deeper conversations about that as well. And if there is anything you would like me to break down, any concepts or anything that you've been wrestling with, let me know, because I'm not going to approach it from a 3D analytical standpoint, because I'll get the same spot you are. I'll go inside with it. I'll go inside with it. And so let me know what other topics you'd like me to cover. I'm all up for this, because this is a co-creation process. This isn't about me on the mic. This is about us. And also, I would love it if you found anything in this episode that hits home for you. Please send me a note over on Instagram. Send me a message. I'd love to know you're listening. And also, we are doing some giveaways. So if you want to take a screenshot of the rating and review that you leave on Apple Podcasts or wherever you leave a rating and review, send me a screenshot. We'll get you entered. We're going to continually give things away, at least for the next few months, to have some fun and probably for a while after that, because that's something that I love to do, is to give things away. I don't necessarily know why. It's just fun for me. I just love giving things away. I love rewards. I love giving, and also I love receiving. So any words that you have about the podcast, I love to hear. Share it with a friend, rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if there's anything I can do for you, please let me know, because I'm here for all of us. I just had a training with some people today. The podcast launch team, those who participated on sharing the message with the podcast. And I did. And I told them, I said, hey, look, I like being in the trenches with you guys. I don't want to get to a certain standpoint to where it's just like, hey, look, thanks for all the love and the support and things like that. And then I'm on my high horse and doing whatever. It's like, no, I'm taking every single one of you guys with me. So believe me when I say I'm here for you. So let me know how else I can help. All right. Much love, you guys. Keep doing big things. Work from possibility, expand your energy, and more to come very soon. So make sure you're subscribed, and I'll see you very soon. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to the Adam Kadu podcast. If you would, take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes so that way more people can hear about us. So here's the thing. If you are ready to master the art of selling from your heart, then I would love for you to get on the wait list to be first notified next time we open the doors to our flagship program, Heart-Centered Selling Mastery. Well, you'll not only learn how to enroll more people into your vision and into your programs, but you'll also begin to lead from a powerful place of heart alignment. So if you are interested in that at all, go to adamkadu.com/heart, and I'll see you on the inside.